boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
Those were the days.
Gloria, will you hurry it up? Your father's got me in another one of his stupid arguments.
Of course, when you're arguing about something stupid with somebody who's also stupid, the argument is bound to be stupid. Right, stupid?
Michael carries camping gear.
Come on, Gloria, we're gonna miss the bus.
Oh, she missed the bus the day she said I do to you.
Will you lay off, Arch?
Yeah, Mike, I made you something to eat in case you get hungry on the trip.
On the trip? He's gonna wolf that down walking to the subway.
Daddy, will you lay off, Michael? We're gonna be gone for 8 days. Do we have to leave on an angry note?
Glory, with him, is there any other way? Come on, let me help you with your pack.
Oh, help her with a pack. Look at this here. He's loading her up like she's a mule. Also, they can go away and live with a bunch of commie slobs.
They're not communists, and you know it. They're members of a farming commune.
People who live in communes are communists.
You're wrong, Daddy. Why are you putting down a group of kids who are trying to build a life based on love and sharing?
I know all about that kind of sharing. First, it's pass the bread. Next, it's kindly pass your wife.
Come on, Michael. We're going to be late.
No, wait a second. All week long, you've been treating us like criminals just because we're going to spend a few days with some people who are sick and tired of your dog-eat-dog world.
If everybody run off and lived in them communes, what do you think we're going to happen, huh? Who'd run all the machinery of this world? Who'd drive the subways? How would I get to work in the morning?
But, Arch, not everyone is going to run off to a commune. Don't you see? It's a question of each man doing his own thing. Your thing just happens to be grubbing for a living in this polluted, grime-ridden city.
And your thing is sponging off of my thing.
Goodbye.
And good ribbons. You can stay in that commune for life for all I care.
Well, I just might stay, Arch. And if I do, that means your daughter's staying with me.
Don't be too sure there, wise guy. Blood is thicker than water. Don't you never forget that.
Gloria, Mike, you will come back, won't you? Gloria? Well, have a good time.
Archie settles in his chair with the newspaper.
Did you hear that? He said he might never come back.
Ah, baloney. We ain't gonna lose him till we sell a refrigerator.
Edith paces behind him and then sits.
Archie, do you realize this is the first time we've been alone for years? We got 8 whole days ahead of us. Oh, my. I feel like I did on our honeymoon, all goose-pimply.
Yeah, I remember. Could hardly find you behind all them bumps.
Archie, do you like being alone with me?
Certainly I like being alone with you, Edith. Turn on the TV.
Oh, let's not watch TV. We don't talk enough.
You talk enough, Edith.
Archie?
Yeah?
I miss the kids.
They just left, Edith. I don't miss them. We're going to have a beautiful, peaceful week here without them. They're doing what they want to do. We can do what we want to do. We've got a little privacy now. We can do a lot of things we couldn't do with the kids hanging around.
Yeah. Like what?
Edith, anything you want to name. Like, for instance, we can get into the toilet whenever we want.
I know. Let's put on a record and dance.
What?
Yeah. The other day I found our old copy of Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade. Remember how we used to dance to that?
She sets up a portable record player.
Remember how you used to hold me in your arms? And I used to snuggle up against your cheek? Oh, come on.
Look out, he didn't get tearing the paper here. Come on, will you? Act your rage. Even Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers don't dance together no more. Now, turn that thing off. Turn it off, Edith.
Disappointed, Edith leaves Archie to his paper and turns off the machine.
Now, come on, sit down over here and be nice and quiet. Are you on part of the paper?
Archie, I'm scared.
You're scared of what?
What if the kids do leave permanent? Because that's when marriages fall apart. The husband and wife are left alone, and all of a sudden, and they don't know each other no more. They kind of drifted apart. They got nothing in common.
Edith, where do you get all this crapola?
Well, I heard it on television from Dr. Joyce Brothers. She calls it the marriage vacuum. When a husband and wife don't do nothing together no more.
All righty. You want to do something together? Tell you what we do. First, you go out in the kitchen, get me some beer.
Yeah?
And then I'll drink it.
Archie guffaws. Edith frowns tearfully.
Well, come on, Edith. Don't fall apart, huh? I was only kidding you. Here. Hey, you want to play some cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you go out in the kitchen, yeah? You get the beer, I'll get the cards. We'll play a couple of hands.
Good. That'll be fun.
Archie shakes his head as he gets the cards.
There's one thing true about marriage. It keeps you from reading the paper. Hey, what kind of cards you want to play there, Edith?
A gin rummy, Archie T. Hey.
He enters the kitchen.
Anything you want? Don't make no difference to me what game I beat you at.
I guess we're out of beer.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I guess I forgot to buy it.
Oh, geez, Edith. I don't ask for much around here. Is it too much to ask you to keep some beer in the house?
I said I was sorry.
Oh, geez. How are you going to play a game of rummy without no beer? Man's got a right to expect a few little things from his wife.
Well, wife's got a right to expect a few little things from her husband.
And what few little things do you expect?
I expect you to say you're sorry sometimes.
Why should I say I'm sorry? I didn't forget the beer. You done that. You say you're sorry.
Edith purses her lips and lifts her chin.
Oh, geez, here we go again. I know that look. That's your family's trademark. Whenever they got something festering up inside, they always go skinny in the nose. They get that little frozen look around them out there. Yeah, that's it. That's just the way your relatives was looking at me the day you married me. Well, come on, get it over with then. What is it?
Well, I've been thinking. In all the years we've been married, you never once said you were sorry.
Edith, I'll gladly say I'm sorry if I am ever wrong. Well, come on, we're out here to have a little fun. Here, pick up your cards, get them together, let's play a little cards, huh?
All right, Lord.
Let's see what I get myself here. Hey, that's not so bad at all. All right, Edith, come on, let's go play the game. You don't want the four of diamonds. I don't want it either picking the deck. Let's go. That's the way. Discard now. Come on. Hey, hey. Look at that ten of hearts. It goes right in there like it had a pair of eyes. I give you a little deuce there for discard. Go. There we are. Pen the spades. Look at that. Edith, what are you doing here? What's the name of this game? Gin Rummy. You gave it to me on a silver platter there. I mean, how many pints you got? Boy, look at this. You're loaded there. You go. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Don't you see? You broke up your own run here, ain't it? You got the nine jack of queen of spades. You give me the ten of spades.
Is it my deal?
Now, wait a minute. Forget the deal. You don't play that bad. You give me this ten of spades on purpose.
I did?
Yeah, you did. Now, why'd you do that?
Well, Archie, I thought it would make you feel better if I let you win.
What?
He flinches, accidentally flicking the ten of spades away.
That will be the day when I gotta win by you letting me win. I was winning here before you let me win. You know what you've done now? You spoil the game. I don't want to play with you no more. You want to do something together? Do something together by yourself.
Archie, I'm sorry. I thought I was doing a good thing.
Oh, sure, good thing. That's you all over. Always doing good. Eat it the good. You never get mad at nobody. You never holler at nobody. You never swear, no nothing. You're like a saint, Edith. You think it's fun living with a saint? It ain't. It ain't at all. Look at this, you don't even cheat to win, you cheat to lose. I mean, Edith, you ain't human.
That's a terrible thing to say. I'm just as human as you are.
Prove you're just as human as me. Do something rotten.
All right, I will. You're right.
Casting around, Edith picks up a fruit bowl and holds it high, then falters and sets it back on the table.
I can't.
I know you can't. You can't do nothing that ain't good. You're right, you ain't human.
I am so human. How can you say I'm not after 23 years of marriage? How can you stand there and say I'm not human?
Oh, geez, now you're going to cry.
I can't help it. That was a terrible thing to say.
I can't stand here and fight with you if you're going to cry.
I can't help myself. Oh, you say you're sorry and I'll stop crying.
Stop it.
Archie, things will never be the same between us if you don't say you're sorry.
Are you going to stop crying?
I can't.
Then that's it.
Archie,
I'm going to go out. You want more chance to stop crying? You're gonna stop? Then that's it! You pushed me too far, Rita! Too far! Too far!
Archie stomps out.
No, Maud. It's been a whole week now, and Archie ain't said he's sorry. Sure, we talk every night. He says to me, I'll see you later, Edith. I'm going down to Kelsey's bar. No, I ain't forgiving him until he says
he's... Right, Jimmy, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, Archie, I better hang up. Good night.
Oh, you can easily see she's not my mother. Because my mother's 49.
She purses her lips and turns away.
And you can easily see she's not my sister. House, I vote and give my sister such a hell of a good time.
She ignores him.
And you can easily see she's not my sweetie, cause my sweetie's so refined.
Archie flings his hat to the coat rack, but misses.
She's just a fun-loving kid who didn't know what she did. She's just a personal friend of mine.
He kneels beside Edith.
Good evening, Archie.
She looks away.
Hey, Edith, you look at me, look at me. You know what I am? You know what you're looking at here? The electric shop aboard Champagne at Kelsey's Bar and Grill. Oh, we should have been down there. Nobody could stop me. I was beating them all. Zip, bam, zip, bam, zip, bam, bam, bam. Crowd gathering all around. You know what they was calling themselves? Archie's Army. But I didn't disappoint nobody. I retired undefeated.
I'll get you some coffee.
Yeah, well, don't put yourself in no trouble there, Edith.
It's no trouble. It's my job.
Archie's eyes widen.
Thank you. Thank you, Edith.
You're welcome, Archie.
Hey, Edith there.
He follows her to the kitchen.
Did you enjoy yourself around here this evening? I mean, did anything nice happen or, huh?
Well, we got a telegram from the kids. They're fine. They're coming home tonight.
Oh, hey, that's swell, Edith. Maybe we'll get back to normal around here.
Not exactly, Archie. Here's your coffee. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Wait a minute.
Edith hurries out.
Wait a minute there, Edith. Come on. Where is the shank of the evening? You don't have to go up there now. Just let me finish my coffee and I'll go with you. Just sit down here, huh? Just for a minute or two. Yeah. Ain't that nice? Just the way you want it now? The two of us together?
At Edith's scowl, Archie smirks unsurely. He sips from his cup.
Oh, boy, that's great coffee, Edith. I'll say one thing for you. You always make great coffee.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I know what I want to tell you. You remember Cliff Hogan?
No.
Oh, well, it's just as well anyhow. He was arrested tonight in Kelsey's bar. No kidding, the cops come right in there. They dragged him out from under his beard. You know why? He was beating his wife. I think a lot of guys do that, Edith.
She glares at him.
That's why so many dames shoot their husbands. Did you ever think about taking a shot at me?
No.
That's good. Never thought about shooting you neither. It's nice when two people get along together, huh? Right, Edith?
Have you finished your coffee?
Now, wait a minute. Where are you running away to? Can't you just sit down here for a little while, huh? I mean, don't you see what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to be nice, Edith. I'm trying to make you happy. Now, be happy, will you?
You know what would make me happy. I'm waiting to hear you say you're sorry, and nothing will be right between us until I hear you say it.
You are selfish, Edith. That's what you are, selfish. You're always thinking about yourself. What would happen to this little family here if I'd done that, huh? No, but I got a lot of things on my mind, too, you know.
What things?
Oh, listen, plenty of things. Some of them important.
They sit side by side.
Well, tell me, what are they?
Well, I mean, like, for instance, remember that time 3 years ago down at Wake? I was supposed to move upstairs to the office there. You know why I never did?
No, why?
Well, because... if I tell you this, you got to promise you'll never tell a soul living or dead.
I promise.
Right? I didn't get that promotion because I didn't finish high school.
Oh, Archie, I never knew that.
Well, I didn't want you to be ashamed of me, you and Gloria, and I didn't think that the meathead knew that. Then don't you ever blab this to the meathead. Finds out about this, you go around thinking he's smarter than me.
I won't tell.
Anyway, I nearly finished. I had to quit my last time, get a job there, you know, help out at home.
Oh, Archie.
Oh, Edith, things were tough around them times. I tell you, boy, I was lucky to get the job. Pushing a hand truck full of ladies ready to wear up and down 7th Avenue. Yeah, they used to call me the Goyish of kids. That's because I was the only Gentile, I guess, in the whole garment district. Yeah, you know, except for sprinkling the Dagos, which they might as well be Jews anyway.
About you not graduating.
Tell you something else, too. If I'd have stood in high school there and graduated, I might have been a pitcher in the major leagues.
You wanted to be a baseball player?
That's right, Edith. And I'll tell you something else. When I was on that high school team, I was very, very good. I had a hell of an arm when I was a kid there. That was my one big dream. Pitch for the New York Yankees.
Let me warm up your coffee.
No, it's fine. It is fine. Yeah, I guess most people want to be something else. What did you ever want to be, Edith? Anything?
Edith furrows her brow, staring off in the distance. She tilts her head, pondering.
No. But my mother did.
Oh, your mother, huh? What'd she want?
She wanted to be the mother of a tap dancer. She got the idea from those old Shirley Temple movies. You know, on the good ship, it's a nice trip from the candy shop.
She moves her feet around.
Yeah, I remember.
She used to say to me, Edith, that's what she always called me. If Shirley Temple can do it, so can you. You're much prettier than she is, and you got just as much talent.
Archie cringes, then raises his brows attentively.
You know how mothers are.
Yeah.
I remember she bought me a pair of black patent leather tap shoes, and she took me to Miss Jeanette's School of the Dance, $1 an hour. But Miss Jeanette gave my mother her money back after the second lesson. You want to know why?
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear.
Whenever I tried to tap, my foot kept missing the floor.
I guess you had to give it up then, Edith. Your foot never hit the floor. Well, it's just as well. I mean, you could never have competed with the colors. They were always the best for tap dancing. I mean, Shirley Temple was never as good as Bojangles George Michael. You was always a great ballroom dancer, Edith. I can remember that about you. And I'm going to prove that to you right now. We get this on. There.
He sets the needle on the record, then lifts his arms gleefully.
Come on, let's give it a whirl.
Archie, are you asking me to dance?
Certainly. You wanted to dance last week, didn't you?
Oh, I don't know. It's been so long.
But one, you never forget dancing. Get up here. It's like riding a bike. Once you got it for life.
He pulls Edith into a two-step, cheek to cheek.
Yeah. Ain't that nice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look out for this one now.
Extending his leg between hers, he dips Edith off one foot. They beam at each other.
Make her happy? Yeah. What was I doing? Next time you get a bee in your belfry, I won't waste my time arguing. I'll just grab you for a dance.
Edith stops dancing. She glares, then walks away.
What are you doing? Well, don't turn the music.
It's getting late, Archie.
What are you talking about? It ain't late at all. We ain't finished the dance yet. I don't know what I just said, but I'm sorry. Listen. Come on.
He pulls her to the coat rack.
We can't leave the floor until the first prize is given out to the best couple, and here it is right now, too. The best couple on the floor. Yeah.
Archie, a present for me?
Certainly, open it up.
Oh, first prize. Oh, Archie. A lady jewel.
She holds up a razor.
Yeah, well, a drugstore was the only giant open this time of night.
Who wouldn't?
Yes, well. And, Edith, about this little spat we've been having around here all week.
Yeah, Archie?
Well, you know, all them names I was calling, like a saint and Edith the good, saying he wasn't human and all. I just want to say that, you know.
You're sorry.
Archie faces her.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it, Archie.
What?
Clasping her shoulders, Archie kisses her cheek. Edith kisses him hard on the lips, and they embrace, just as Michael and Gloria step in the front door. Michael glances at Gloria, who smiles at her parents, still locked in a kiss.
Oh, jeez, they're at it again.
Archie pulls back and glares at him.
Mom, Daddy, what's see you later.
What, he's going out again tonight? You just got home last night.
Ah, well, we're going to the movies. We figured you kids would like to have the house to yourself.
Get out of here.
See you later.
Good night.
Edith giggles. Archie stares at her wide-eyed. Edith solemnly turns back to her book. Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Lee Kalkheim and Michael Ross and Bernie West. Story by Tina and Les Pine. Script supervision, Norman Lear. Story editors Don Nickel, Michael Ross, and Bernie West.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Associate producer George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Copyright 1972, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Viacom presentation.